paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
John Hanson in for Bob Surratt till 9. John Williams after that. It is Polar Plunge Week. Always an exciting week, of course, benefiting the Special Olympics Chicago's special children's charities. Unfortunately, like everything else, in-person stuff still is a no-go. We're getting closer. Not quite there yet. So we got another virtual event to talk about with 19th Ward Alderman Matt O'Shea. Matt, thanks for joining us here today.
Hi, John. How are you today?
Good. It's always a great event. It's fun. It's exciting. It's for a great cause. All of those things still pertain this year, even though it's a little different.
Absolutely. Like everybody else during this pandemic, we've got to be nimble, and Special Olympics Chicago, Special Children's Charities, has done that. We pivoted from training our athletes and competing in sports throughout Chicagoland, through our 150 schools, 23 parks, to delivering laptop computers for our coaches to stay in touch with our athletes, providing virtual programming. We've delivered meals to our athletes, activity packets, bingo games, cooking classes, all that to keep in touch with our Special Olympic athletes, nearly 8,000 of them. And today is just another part of this week-long polar plunge. You know, John, there are polar plunges all over the place.
Yeah.
There's only one Chicago polar plunge, and that's for Special Olympics Chicago. We're asking any of your listeners out there, if you want to support the programs for our Special Olympic athletes in the city of Chicago, go to chicagopolarplunge.org, make a donation.
How does it work? Can people tune in to watch people dunking themselves in place? Can someone dunk themselves somewhere? How do you want people to participate besides just, you know, and obviously the donation's the most important part, but how do the people get involved?
There are activities going on all over the place. On Tuesday afternoon, Marist High School out here on the southwest side, they had several hundred students take part, and we had the Polar Cannon, the apparatus that the Chicago Plumbers Union uses every year to dye the Chicago River green.
Oh, yeah.
The plumbers brought it out to Marist, and we had a Polar Cannon that the kids ran through, raising thousands of dollars. One of our students over there, Nolan Botto, has organized 300 kids on the south side supporting this effort. People can do whatever they want to support this. You can't jump in the snow anymore because
right.
That's all gone.
Well, maybe like they're in a parking lot somewhere. You find an old, but no, that's all dirty snow. Don't mess with that.
Later this morning, we'll be out at Mount Greenwood Elementary School out here in the 19th Ward. Sheriff Tom Dart, State Senator Bill Cunningham, State Representative Fran Hurley, and myself will be in a dunk tank, a COVID-friendly dunk tank, and students from the school will be throwing things at us, again, to raise important dollars for Special Olympics.
There's nothing like a dunk tank to get people motivated, especially when there's that student relationship with the older adults. It's your one chance to really get back at them.
Absolutely.
How do you make it a COVID-friendly dunk tank, by the way? What's different about it?
If you remember out at Comiskey Park back in the day, Harry Carey had the shower out in center field.
Yes.
Like the contraption is like that, and you throw beanbags at the handle, and if it hits, you get a shower. And a shower today, when it's 40 degrees out, is pretty cold.
Yeah, there's still a punishment there. It may seem like a nice day, but 40, 42 winds off the lake. Yeah, you still don't want to get dunked in that. www.chicagopolarplunge.org. Well, you guys have raised over $800,000 today. Do you have a goal in mind for today particularly? Is it every dime, every dollar counts?
Exactly. You know, this is all for the athletes in Chicago. This money stays in Chicago, supporting our programs, which are so critical now. Now more than ever, you know, when we start to get back to normal, you think of what our Special Olympic athletes, our children and adults with intellectual disabilities, how much they've missed, how much they've regressed. This is critical for us. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. We'll never meet what we've met in previous years, but we're certainly trying, and the sky's the limit.
Yeah, we can't have, you know, understandable, every fundraiser has suffered a little bit over this past year. You know, suffering a little bit is a lot different than not doing anything, so we need to keep these things going and then aim for a really great event in 2022.
Absolutely.
I got you here. I got about 1 minute left. I just wanted to ask you, I know you've been involved in the ward, you know, even conversations with FEMA for pop-up vaccine clinics. How is vaccine distribution going in your ward?
We're doing better than most. Over the weekend, I'm hoping that 20% of the 19th Ward population will have received
Wow.
the first vaccination. And I'll tell you, my residents are aggressively pursuing this. I'm inundated each and every day, as is any elected official out there. People are looking to get this vaccine, and the quicker we can get this rollout and get more people vaccinated, the safer we'll become, and the more we can open up.
Yeah.
You know, and then we can get back to really doing everything we can to support our struggling small business community, who right now continues to really fight to keep their doors open.
It is really a fight. And again, ChicagoPolarPlunge.org. Alderman, thanks so much for your time.
John, thank you.